welcome everyone to another edition of the Cuy Vela Podcast Show. When everybody come to me live, okay? Just come to me live. Alright? I will be doing a live show in the morning, in the afternoon, and at nighttime. And I will be creating some music there as well, including this one that you hear. And this hour, we're going to talk more about Star Trek and more about Ukraine. My new stuff that's coming. And the future. Anybody worry about the future? What's coming next? The world is coming to it. Where we going? I'm a little concerned. So, we'll talk about that. And hey, you know, the new Batman movie, it'll look really good, guys. I talked about it on the live show, and I hope everybody just come and join me in the live show. You can Twitter, I'll be on Twitter, I'll be on YouTube and Facebook Live as well. It's live on those formats too, as well as speak. So join me for the live show and everything. Come and join me, chat with me and everything. Or just come to the pre-show and put a light, listen to the show. And I'd like to thank everyone around the world. Listen to the show. And let's go ready to do it. You know what's coming. Let's talk. Alright, same like that. Situation in Ukraine is still going on, and all we can do is just pray for the people there, and hopefully Russia realizes what they're doing. It's hurting the world. Our gas prices is going up because of this stupid thing, and I want to drive a car, and prices is going up. It's a great time to drive a car, huh, everyone? Well, I still want a car. I'm still going to get a car. I'm still going to get my license. I'm still going to go back to get my permit. Either way, I'm getting a car. And I'm getting a car with a backup camera. And I'm going to have somebody to take me out. They're going to put their little initials in their name and how many hours I did. And I think it's 6 hours or something like that. You got to drive. And once I go to finish the school up, and like I said, get to the MVA, it's all over. I finally got it. So I ain't going to bug you about that. I know I keep talking about it. Because I feel that I'm going to pass. I feel like that I'm going to concede, you know. It's Friday, March the 4th. Hello, everyone. If you're going to work, congratulations, because I'm off. I'm off because I'm supposed to went skiing. We're supposed to be going skiing tomorrow. But that was canceled until next year. And I didn't get the word until after I came home that it was canceled. So I couldn't cancel my vacation, so I just left it. So I just be off today and tomorrow and all. If I would have known soon, I would have went to work today and went to work tomorrow. But, you know, what it is, what it is, you know. Just build my vacation time up again And hopefully I get those 80, 90 hours in. But it's good. I'm definitely going to be back on the surfs, on the ski surfs next year and everything. I was going to go by myself, but I wait till next year, you know. Be more better and wait till next year. Do a weekend at one of the resorts, and I'll have the whole weekend to ski. Plus, I got my daughter Jessica here and Ashley coming later. And definitely trying to get my place, my new place. I already seen it, Metro Point, and get my daughter out of this crappy apartment, you know. So that's more important too. And but all the other things, I've been doing really good at paying my rent on time and all, which I didn't pay for February because I thought I was going to leave in March. But it's all good. Hopefully we can work something out with the landlord and everything. And hopefully I get some of my deposit back when I leave. Hopefully we get the documents that we need so I can put Jessica on lease too. And we can be out of here by April. My deadline is April the 10th. But if we have to move back, then we'll probably have to pay for April as well. And then be out of here at least maybe May or June. But I already paid half of it. And picked up a $300 down. And hopefully be ready to go, you know. But things are looking good. And I don't like to be a person who has a big belly, you know. Never had a big belly, so I'm going to have to do some exercise. Start my morning walks and stuff like that, like I was planning to do before my brother came, but that put a hold on that, you know. And it's all good. He's halfway to Alaska now. But I'm planning to go skiing next year, and he already got me excited and everything. When he said let's go, I was ready to go that day, you know. I was ready to go that weekend. But we was planning for March the 5th. But other arrangements came, and Jessica came, had to come to live with me, you know, and so on, so on, and so on, and so on. So that's all good, though. It may be moved to get out of here more faster as well, to get another apartment and everything. But hopefully we'll be safe and things will be going doing good where we're going to be at. And the Art of Baltimore is around there too, where I used to work. And there's also an area where I used to live with the kids in the art home. So I'm familiar with that area and all. It's not the county where I wanted to live, but it's somewhere. At least I got somewhere. Hopefully, we can get her information in and everything. And hopefully I can move in by April the 10th. Soon I'm gonna start breaking down everything and start packing up, start getting some boxes and stuff like that, and then start packing up. And I'm ready. I know I'm ready to go. So that's all that. But my question today is that: how many of y'all people like moving? You know, how many think it's a pain in the butt to move? I mean, you gotta do so much when you move. You gotta do this, you gotta do that, and then hopefully you get the place or the house, or whatever. How many of y'all move in y'all lifetime? Some people move about 10 to 20 times in their lifetime. And some people move just 5 times in their lifetime. You know? How many people ever move and cross the country, back and forth across the country, maybe the world too, you know? So that's my day question. Do you like moving? Because it is a headache. I mean, there's so much you gotta go through, so much you gotta do. And finally moving day comes and you're never prepared, you know. I'm gonna try to get at least close to 100% prepared when moving day comes. I got some stuff like mattresses and other stuff that need to be moved out of here. And you know, I don't know. I can take them to the trash when I get to the an apartment complex and put them in the trash, or we'll see that. Hopefully, but they're not coming in my apartment, though. I'm not taking that mess in my apartment. And maybe I'll leave it for the landlord. He'll get somebody to get it out here. It probably will cost him, but he'll probably call the city to get it out where it won't cost him nothing. So, might just leave it for him to move it. But we'll see what happens. And I'm just so proud of Jessica, and she's doing so well, and she's so happy, and everybody is pitching in to help with her and everything, and I'm just so glad that I got her and everything. I knew sooner or later I'm going to get her, and I knew it worked out. You know, and she's in there, she joined herself, she got her iPhone, she talked to her brother and everything. So, it's all good. And her sister come over for the weekend to stay with her and go over Lava Lands and stuff like that. And that the new Batman movie, people, I know they made a lot of Star Trek and Star Wars. I mean, I'm a Star Wars and Star Trek fan more than I'm a superhero fan. And I'm not knocking the superheroes, people. Because I know there's a lot of Batman and Superman and all that fans out there probably listening. And I'm not going to say they made a lot of movies, because they made a lot of Star Trek movies, too. It didn't do so well. Made a lot of Star Wars movies and make a lot of fans angry. So, I'm not going to knock Batman. I'm just going to say, I hope Warner Brothers made this movie good. And the people made it. And I hope, I'm just praying that the fans will love it. You know, it seems like it's going to be good. We'll see. And like I said, it's just not gonna knock down a great movie and put a lot of fans down, because that's not right, you know. And it's different strokes for different folks, you know. And some people like superheroes, some people like the rich of space opera and space adventures. And the main space stories, movies, and TV shows now still strong is Star Wars and Star Trek. And Star Wars is just getting into the TV episodes. Like Boba Fett. I don't know if Disney going to make any more Boba Fett episodes. But I'm just hoping that they do. And they talk about Ukraine and where Russia's setting up nuclear weapons at. Wow. If anybody watching this on TV, you definitely will be surprised. Is we really at that stage to end this thing? And I'm just hoping that we're not. It's just terrible, man. And they gone so far, they talking about nuclear war. And actually, ain't no such thing as nuclear war, because if one of those missiles hit anywhere, who knows, you know? Who knows? Anybody have Comcast and y'all see all them charges they be charging you in Comcast? I mean, they keep charging me all this stuff and then the mess don't even work, you know? I really hate cable now, and I'm looking for a way to try to get rid of it. Just have the internet and stuff like that, because I think it's just a waste of money. See, what I mean, I keep saying, please wait until we try again. Oh my God. Oh boy, man, come on. Having trouble on only one computer, you know? All the rest of the computers working just fine. And it's just this one computer. Crazy. think you have trouble connecting to my damn Wi-Fi. I have no trouble with the rest of the computers. It's just this dumb other computer. No. Have no trouble with the rest of the computers. This dumb crown computer. The rest of the computers are working fine. Stay with me, people. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get this thing up and going like it should. Like I said, the new Batman movie looked good. Hopefully everybody go see it. Especially the Batman fans. I'm glad that y'all got a movie. And it looked really good. It looked good, good people. I think it starts today or tomorrow. And if I had the money, I would go see it. You know? I would go see it. Just to get back into the movies. Go to the movies again. But this stupid Comcast thing. It's getting on my nerves. I mean, keep telling me that it's not hooked up to the internet. Now it's a strong signal. Oh my goodness, yeah, people. But, Batman fans, you're probably going to join this. Star Trek fans, like I said, Strange New Worlds is coming. It's right around the corner. And enjoy the new, Picard and everything. Like I said, I think they're gonna make a new Star Trek with that crew, with the Stargazer. And anybody saw Picard, know they saw the new ship and the new crew, the Stargazer. And I think they're gonna make a TV show with that. It would be very stupid if they don't. If they have a spin-off and they made it and Star Trek. If y'all like the Stargazer and you like the crew, you don't want to see another crew ship, you know. And standalone episodes, let them know, you know. Y'all let them know about Strange New Worlds. Let them know. I mean, they did it. They did it for y'all. And I would love to see this new crew of the Stargazer get his own TV show. You know? Reason I'm talking about it because I think it's one of the good episodes, and we're going to see more. Probably going to see more of Stargazer and Picard and everything. Picard is now an admiral. He might even become the president. You know, who knows? Become the president of Starfleet. Maybe so. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not a big Picard fan. I'm a big Sisko, and I'm a big Michael Burnham fan. And really, really don't care that much about Picard. He's a great captain. Great crew. Okay, great captain. Great show. With both shows. But Picard is not on my favorite top. And I see it on my phone all the time, the great sci-fi shows. And they got Next Generation on there. They got the original on there. But the greatest Star Trek shows is Discovery and Deep Space Nine. But they keep saying the great science fiction shows. And they put all these other shows that I never heard of, I never watched. And I don't even think they're great. I ain't going to even go draw them and name them. I didn't even save it on my phone. You know. I don't really care. Because I got my list of the great science fiction shows that I like. And Star Trek, Deep Space Nine, and Discovery is one of my top two. The next one is Lost in Space, the reboot of Lost in Space, and the old Lost in Space. So, the Space Nine, Discovery, the new Lost in Space, the old Lost in Space, and it's another one. It's my top five. And so, I really don't agree with some of the other people. I mean, that's their list. That's what they watch. That's other people's list, and that's what they watch. And they think that you should watch it too. But maybe they're doing by the ratings too. But like I said, I don't care about the ratings. I don't care about me. I got my list of my shows. So, that's life. You know, like Frank Philosopher said, that's life. And Captain Michael Berman in Captain Sisko is one of the best captains. And it's Voyager. I would pick Voyager as the fifth. Because we got a lady leading. And then Captain Arch and his crew. And then original Star Trek. And then Picard and his crew. And then Star Trek Picard. And then other science fiction shows. You know, like the V, the TV show Gotham, Small Village, Superman. It's a lot that is one of my top favorite. So it is. You know, it's just, it's just like a lot of, like, those kind of shows, you know. Sorry, everybody, don't agree with me, but, like, again, I said, that's life. Go with the flow. Well, go with the hate. And there's too much hating in the world. You know, there's too much hate. You see it every day. I'm watching it on a YouTube channel now, and they got the news on. And every time I look over there, I just make me angry about what's going on, you know. And I sometimes I just have to turn away. I just had come and do a live show, morning show, and I have to do my podcast. But people, just think, just leave your comments. You know, I know it's people out there around the world in the country, and I want to hear from y'all. Y'all got to see what's going on. Y'all gotta have opinion about this. You just got to, you know. You can't ignore this, you know. I mean, we'll say it again. If they join, and Ukraine don't join NATO, Russia gonna be mad, and Putin is crazy. He's very crazy. They should have been taking him out a long time ago. You know, he's crazy. You know, he's gonna use nuclear weapons against people he never met, and he don't care about no one. You know, don't he know that he's not going to survive too here if he destroyed the world? Don't care how many food he got in his bunker, and he's not going to survive. You know, nuclear winter, half the people around the world is dead. Just think about it, people. Just think about what this is going to take us. Hopefully, it don't even take us down that road. But they already making the permissions and stuff like that. Let's hope that this situation goes away. And I'm hoping that it's due. Let's hoping that it's due. That it do. And we still ain't off the danger list because we got North Korea. And we got China, because every time Russia act up and then calm down, China start acting up, you know, and then North Korea, they start acting up, shooting missiles and stuff. So, I don't know what to tell people. All I can tell you this. Just keep on telling you to pray, to pray, to pray, 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 pray. No, just pray. That's all I got for you. Just pray. You know? And just, I don't know. I really don't know. No. Just who knows? Now, who knows where this is going to take us? Who knows where this is going to go? Who knows where only God knows. I'm just starting my life. I'm just starting to enjoy my life and stuff like that. And all. And now all this mess is starting to happen. And I'm just saying, wow. You know, really? If we going there, if we actually going there, if we actually going to do this dumb bullcrap stuff, have we learned anything from World War I, World War II, or any war? No, I don't think we did. And I don't think half the country and half the world even cares. Everybody just turned their back, put their heads down and knew it. But it's not going to go away if you know it. You're going to have to put your head out, put your chest out, and face it. You know? We got evil people like Putin, like the president of China and president of North Korea. That's plain evil. And if they don't have their way, they want to destroy things. You know? I'm on here to ask people to go to God. The ones who left God, the one who don't have God in their life. I'm asking them to go to God. Go to Jesus right now. Right now. Go to a church. Go start getting on your knees and hands and pray right now. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a celebrity or a football player or whoever you are. A dancer, a strip dancer. Go to him now, you know. Because you don't know what the next 8 months going to bring, 9 months going to bring, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 months going to bring. You don't know. So people, please go to them, because I would love to see all my brothers and sisters in heaven. It's way better than this place. It won't be no war no more. It won't be no suffering. It won't be no pain, no disease, it's nothing. I know it's hard to believe in all of that stuff, but it's right there in the Bible. And I don't think these people would wrote that in the Bible just to be writing stories if they haven't seen what they saw. You know? It might be an alien race, you know? And my man who's patrolling it and might come back and get us and leave the rest of the people, you know, and bring us to this great other place where we all can be united and everything. It has been reported that people saw UFOs in Jesus' days anyway, you know, and who knows, they might be right there waiting for us to beam us up and take us away, you know. So I believe it's a one person running this place, you know, and he's very powerful, and he's sending people to come to go get his people, you know. And I'm asking y'all his people, you know, people who don't believe him, people who left him for any reason at all, especially all the people, men and women in jail, all the people who lost their loved ones overseas and all, and stop believing. Start believing again, alright? Get with them, alright? All your drug dealers and all your gang banging and all, put down the weapons, put down the hate, and get with Jesus, because Your little gang wars is just a little problem. what's going on over in Ukraine, okay? Over in Ukraine, it's real more powerful in your little gang wars and stuff. You don't got nothing against what's going on over there. You know, situation over there is much bigger and much serious. And it's affecting everyone. Right now, it's affecting gas prices and stuff like that. And when gas prices go up, other stuff goes up. Like your food and stuff. Traveling, airlines, food, everything start to go up. And if you don't believe it, just watch the news. Watch the news. It's right there. They talking about it now. About the gas prices and stuff like that. All this stuff goes up. Including your entertainment. Because companies like Comcast need gas to get their people out to fix your cable and stuff like that, right? To run their vehicles and stuff. They got to pay their mechanics and stuff like that. And they got to go out, use trucks. And trucks use gas. Fans use gas. So, just think about it. It affects us all. Not only in Ukraine, but it affects us all. And that's why the situation got to be in control before it turns out really bad. And I'm just hoping that everyone in the United Nations and Russia and Ukraine can work out something out so it won't be like it is. And then, just please leave your comments. You know, I know people want to speak out. I know people listen to the show. I know people got opinions and stuff and want to put their own opinions and stuff that I've probably left out and all. I probably don't understand that I'm trying to explain. Some more people higher than me can explain it more and all. I wish you would, you know. Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. I'm going to be on other social media too soon. But I wish you go and speak your opinion. And I'm going to be putting out posted shows, pre-post shows, and I'm going to be going doing live. I'm going to do another live evening show, and I'm going to do another live late show. And I'll probably be back tomorrow doing a morning show. And I will probably be on YouTube doing a show too. Okay? Sooner my other computer comes, I definitely will be on YouTube doing a show. I'm really despicable about the situation, you know, and I'm just hoping that things will come at ease. The situation will finally come to a conclusion. You know, this will end. Because it needs to end. It got to end. Soon I will be on Instagram too, and I will be getting a new phone as well, because this Android mess. Oh, wow. So my computer should be here soon. So, tell you the things that are going to be happening, and with the YouTube channel, you can go to the YouTube live. It's going to be the Corey Whitlock Show, and I'm going to make another YouTube channel so y'all can find that. It's also going to be linked to this show called the YouTube Corey Whitlock Live Show. Now, it's the same show, but I'm just going to be live on YouTube. And I'm going to be just talking about anything that comes to my mind. My daily life, Ukraine, the world, Star Trek, Star Wars, Batman, all the movies and stuff like that coming out. And a lot more. Like I told you in the other episodes, about the device that in the back of your head that can control the TV and stuff. And just general things, you know, I will be talking about. And I've been getting a lot of hits, you know. And all my promoters, they're going to be helping me promote the show and everything. The YouTube channel promoters, they're going to be helping me promote so I can take the show live. And everything. I ain't do the YouTube channel live for a long time. Probably over about two years. But it's all going to be connected to this show. So, like I said, I'm enjoying what I do. Because God gave me the ability to do it, so I'm enjoying it. And it's a lot of fun, you know. And I'm doing my best to keep it up, keep it going. You know, like I said, cable trying to charge me all this stuff and everything. And my bill supposed to be affordable, but they trying to put a lot of charges on me and all. And think it's not fair, you know. Man, send my damn payment order. I know that thing withdrew. A bunch of bullshit. And Amazon, they a bunch of bullcrap too. I know I got enough money for that. I'm trying to get an extension cord where I can plug the computer up on, and Amazon getting me trouble. enough notice that I didn't have enough, which I did have enough in my account and all. See, had more than enough. Oh my God, yo, what's wrong with them? Bunch of jerks. I mean, I wonder if anybody ever have this problem with Amazon. You pay for something, then they put out a note up saying that you didn't have enough. And there's more than enough in your bank account. And it's crazy, yo. Yeah, that should be enough. Yeah, so when you do that mess again, I'm going to have a real problem with them, you know? So, I'm sorry that I'm silent and everything. I'm just looking at Amazon for some better earphones and all. I've been trying to find that for the past, I don't know how long. But I'm trying to find some better ones where I can, you know, y'all can hear me more better and more clear, you know. And to find some cheap ones, I don't care how much they cost, you know. But gotta have a microphone on it so I can talk to my podcast show and stuff like that. But people, that's it. I will be doing another one, doing some more pre-recorded episodes, and I'll also be doing some, like I said, be doing live morning shows and evening and night shows, live, and pre-recorded shows, and going to be episodes, okay? The live show is going to be episodes, and the pre-recorded show is going to be episodes, and going to have music and all. So, as always, Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, Myra, and we love you. And live long and prosper. Pray for the world, in your country, in your state, in your governments, and just get back to God. Those who left, those who don't have them, get back to God. May the force of God love be with everyone around the world, including Ukraine. And pray for you, Russia. Especially the evil Putin. Good night, everyone. Happy Friday.